Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Greetings, ye wanderers of the known universe. Clinton Baptiste here, clairvoyant, medium, psychic, and international paranormalist. As I welcome you to Series 4, Episode 1 of Clinton Baptiste's Paranormal Podcast. Now, before I take you to some of the unique and sometimes quite haunted people I've spoken to this week, let's kick off with our spirit readings. Dave, listening in Shrewsbury, shwaddy-waddy to you, my friend. I'm picking up a man or a woman. Is that ringing any bells out there? It's an Uncle Bert. That's right, he's coming through and he says, I've watched you at home most weekends, Dave, in Shrewsbury. Now your partner's away on business and what you're doing there, that's not normal in a Christian society. Pack it in, please. And this is cryptic, but he's saying, stop fiddling with it in the bathroom or it'll end up shooting off to the left, that bloody thing. I'm suggesting a new shower hose, I'd imagine. Johnny in Brown Hills near Birmingham. Are you listening? Are you out there? I've got a spirit here, son. He's saying, it's difficult to interpret this. Spirit's saying you're as sweet as sugar inside, which is lovely. Good for you. Overflowing with sweetness you are, I'm getting. Sorry, my mistake. No, you've got type 2 diabetes is what he's saying. I'd sort that out, mate. Yeah. Fading now. Fading. Can't you say, I just offer all this up. It's not my job to interpret. Don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, coming up for this first episode of the new series, we speak to world-famous Yuri Geller about his summer garden party, and we also have someone phoning in who didn't quite understand the nature of what I do.
Hello,
Yuri. Is that Yuri?
Oh, yes.
Hello, it's Clinton Baptiste here. How are you? Did you get my email about supporting you? Do you remember? I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic, yes.
Oh, my secretary mentioned there's somebody who had gotten in touch.
Yeah.
Forgive me, I didn't get the time to reply to your email.
I don't know whether you remember, I came to your summer garden party and we did speak briefly about me supporting you, and I was really just emailing to remind you.
Do you have blondish white hair?
That's correct, yeah, that's me, yeah.
You wear a white, overcoat.
Yeah,
with black.
That's right, it's sort of my image, really.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah.
That was a terrible day.
Sorry?
You ruined my barbecue. That was a private birthday party for my nephew.
Yeah, well,
it's awful.
That was a bit of exaggeration. I don't remember ruining it at all.
No, you did.
No,
I had I had friends of mine who came to the party. Judith Chalmers was there.
Yes, I remember.
You verbally assaulted her.
Oh, no, come on.
You got so drunk, you tried to push her in the pool.
Oh, that's an exaggeration. I knocked against her. That was all. I knocked against her. I didn't try to push her in the pool.
You took the barbecue skewers and bent them over your knee, drunk, claiming you were divining for oil under my pool.
That was a joke. I was trying to do the bending.
They were a wedding present from Richard Helms. I was so offended.
I was joking. It was a sort of a joke.
You were not joking. My family were offended. There were children there. Then I remember this day. It was awful. You went into my bathroom and you broke so many things. I was given a glove from Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You took the glove and it went down the toilet.
That was a genuine mistake.
Why did you let that happen?
Well, I tell you, if you cooked the chicken a bit better, then I wouldn't have had to use the toilet quite so much.
I am so angry that you did this.
What, to use the toilet? Use a toilet in someone's house?
You offended so many friends.
Pink sausages, pink inside. Pink. If you're having a barbecue, you're supposed to cook things properly. It's not my fault. I had the runs. Yes, okay, so what? I use your toilet. If you have a party, you've got to expect a certain amount of people. Excuse me, I'm still speaking. If you have a party, and as you said, use the downstairs toilet. I did. I blocked it. All right.
How dare you come into somebody's home and destroy their belongings? I was given a glove from Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You took the glove and it went down the toilet.
That was a genuine mistake. I attempted to unblock, the toilet, your downstairs toilet, right?
With Michael Jackson's glove that you brought, how dare you take that out of the cabinet?
I didn't know that was Michael Jackson's glove. The toilet was blocked, all right? I'd had a lot of the coleslaw, and quite honestly...
What, did you think it was a marigold?
I don't know what it was. I saw a glove. I didn't know it was Michael Jackson's glove, did I? If I know it's Michael Jackson...
There's a plaque below the glove saying, for services to pop music. What are you... Are you stupid?
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was Michael Jackson's glove. I was trying to clear...
It had Sony Music on it. It is hardly a toilet glove. It is hardly something you wash the dishes with.
Right, well, I didn't...
This is a work of art.
Yeah.
And you put it on your very stupid hand. Ugh. And you thrust it down the U-bend to clean out your excrement feces.
Yeah, okay.
How dare you?
I didn't know. Well, you keep a glove in the bog. What do you expect? I didn't know. You leave a glove in the toilet. You block it.
Do not try to defend your ridiculous efforts that you can...
Cook your chicken
you
properly.
You do not know.
Cook
you
your chicken properly. Cook your
You're
chicken properly. I've got Michael Jackson in. I've got Michael here and he's saying he understands about the glove. And if you cook your chicken properly, you wouldn't have people going to your downstairs toilet... blocking the fucking U-bend.
You are vile.
Yeah, well, Michael Jackson saying...
and a charlatan.
He's saying, cut your chicken properly. And them sausages were undone as well. Yeah, that's right, Michael. The sausages and all, weren't they? I'll tell you something else. Michael's saying the amount of coleslaw that Chalmers had didn't leave anything for anyone. So what if she didn't block the U-bend at all?
That is so horrible. If Michael were here, I would be very surprised if he didn't leap out of his chair and moonwalk a kick into your face.
Yeah, well, I tell you something. If he was here, that Judith Chalmers wouldn't have eaten half that coleslaw.
When you were approached by my housekeeper, Leslie,
that was unfortunate.
You threw the fecal matter. You ran up the stairs with your hand on the handrail inside Michael's hand glove, waving it around. Then you took off the glove and slapped it around like some Gestapo. Awful.
Yeah,
this is no way for a man to behave.
Well, I drank too much punch, but that's not the point. If you cook your chicken properly, I wouldn't have had to use the toilet. And in future, don't keep a glove in the bloody bathroom.
You slapped my cleaner across the face with the dirty, fecund smells that you made, saying, pick up my shitty gauntlet, you northern ride.
Oh, that's absolute nonsense. I tell you something, it was a very nice party, and I think you've exaggerated.
The day I ever see you again, I will be facing you in a dock where I will be pointing the finger of condemnation, and I will be so happy to see you pay me back for the humiliation you caused everybody at my barbecue.
Okay.
Good day.
I made my peace with Judith Chalmers. I'll tell you something else. I was knocking around with Shane Ritchie there, and behind your back he said you're a c*** and all. Since the last series, some of you may like to know that something has changed in my life for the better.
much for the better. I brought into my organisation a PA, an assistant, if you will, Linda Pollock. Now, sadly, she had to move away to start a cattery, of all things. But I've got someone in now as a replacement, Ms. Ruth Abbott. She does all sorts of sorting out for me, all the admin, the lot. Actually advertised the post as a PA and a housekeeper. So she, honestly, she's doing so much for me around the house. And that's right, I think 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? You took over from Linda Pollock, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of love to Linda, by the way. I'm sure she's listening. Now, Ruth, just talk us through some of your duties, if you will.
I do things like I research haunted houses.
That's correct, yes.
I notify the local paper that you're coming down, and
that's right.
I bought some stamps last Tuesday, didn't I, for you?
That's right. But anyway, what we're doing now is doing a little bit of basic admin now.
I've got the gift, like you.
All right, that aside, Ruth, can you just stack those up on the corner?
And I can see ghosts.
Yeah. All right, Ruth, I'm looking for the hole punch and the scissors. Can you just help me with that? I know you've got the gift, but just for now, I just need the hole punch. I'm just doing a little bit of admin, Ruth. Can you just forget the ghosts for a second? Just forget the ghosts for a second. I just need those receipts. I want the hole punch. Do you understand? And the scissors. Can you just get that? Do you know where they are? Do you understand?
I've got the gift.
I know you've got the gift. It's the bloody hole punch I'm after. All right, my love.
Did Linda Pollock have the gift?
No, Linda Pollock didn't have the gift. She was an admin assistant. She'd done some secretarial skills. Do you understand? She typed up a few letters for me, did a few emails and what have you. Can you put that down? Put that down. You don't need to touch that, do you? It's the ring binder I want and the hole punch for the receipts, isn't it?
The ghost.
No, nothing to do with ghosts. We're just doing some basic admin now, aren't we, my love? Do you understand?
But my job is more than just the...
Yes, it is.
But admin, isn't it? And Linda's was only the admin,
that is
it?
Correct. But just for now, I just want you to do a little bit of the stuff that Linda did. I just need you to get the receipts. Okay, my love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We go to line two now. Line two, Johnny. Johnny's on the phone. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm through. Oh, lovely to speak to you, Clinton.
And you too, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, no, I just want to say I took my dear old elderly dad to see you at a psychic fair at Chelmsford. You done about 18 months ago?
Chelmsford, yeah, I remember, yes, go on.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say it meant the absolute well to him. I mean, he was suffering with ill health at the time, and what he'd done was, that was just amazing, so thank you.
Well, oh, that's wonderful that he got a last chance to enjoy that. Cause I'm, actually, Johnny, I'm picking up your father. Am I right in saying he's no longer with us? Is that...
He's all right.
And he is, isn't he? I'm sorry, I'm getting that now, that he's in the rudest of good health. He's... what did you want to say about how well I did? Let's get back.
I just wanted to ring up and tell you that we still talk about that afternoon when you give him a reading. So many of it were totally amazing.
Well,
blinding.
Thank you so much, Johnny. It's a gift that I have. And I always say, if I can go just a little way in easing the burden for elderly people and anyone who seeks answers.
He was tickled pink.
You said
you got his old uncle, and you said you got his mum.
Well, I said I did. I did get him. What did you say? I got him. I did bloody well get him, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a good show. You done all of the Mars days and all that candles, have you.
Yeah.
Very authentic it was. I would recommend you to anyone. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny. Praise indeed. I wish more people were open-minded like you and your dad, for that matter. Well, thank you for ringing in, Johnny. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. That was very funny. Thanks.
Sorry. What did you say?
I'll recommend you to anyone.
The bit you said after that.
Funny. No, it's funny. Yes, really funny.
Well, it's not really... Sorry, it's not really funny. No, it's not really funny what I... What you mean? It was a spiritual reading. It was an accurate spiritual...
it was funny. I love it.
It is. It is a spiritual... There's no funny... about it, sort of thing.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I don't want to spoil it for everyone. Wasn't funny at all. It was a really good spiritual reading. It was really...
No, it was, though. That is exactly what it is.
No funny business at all.
Right,
really good.
Okay, right. Okay.
But no, it's convincing that with the costume and all the phrases and that and the makeup and the ugly faces you pull...
Well, I'm not pulling faces and wearing a costume. That's actually what I do. I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic. It's not really an act as such. It's,
Of course not. I'm on your side. Of course it's not an act at all. It's definitely not an act.
Right, OK. And I made you weep a little bit as well, didn't I? Because if I remember rightly, it was spiritual. It was a mystical thing I was doing. I wasn't juggling. It wasn't a vent act as such. It was a proper spiritual reading, so...
You're like a guru, is that right?
Yeah, well, a guru is what it is, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you're a guru. In all seriousness, very convincing.
Well, it's not...
Brilliant. All the candles. I'd recommend it to anyone. Right. All the whites with eyes going up and all that. Right. Pissing out. A really good act, mate. No, I'll take me out to you.
Right, well, it's not an act, thank you. Not really an act. It's guru, not bloody guru.
OK, mate, however you want to play it, Geese. You're hilarious. Wink, wink.
Right, OK, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Yuri. It's Clinton Baptiste again. Please don't put the phone down. Just checking. Did you get the flowers I sent?
Clinton, I received the flowers, and I say thank you to you for sending them.
Right.
But you really must learn from this and know that sometimes you can be offensive. You really must be very careful when you go into people's homes that you are now in a sacred place. You must respect people's property.
Absolutely. And I did overdo it, but I hope that the flowers are sent you. You received the flowers, I hope.
I did receive.
Yeah.
It's very important for you to understand that flowers don't heal the wound.
Right, I understand, but I think you can appreciate that I'm trying to meet you halfway, and I'm sorry that I did misbehave at your house, and I'm sorry about the glove and everything. Michael Jackson's glove, that was a legitimate mistake, and I'm just I'm hope we can let bygones be bygones. So thank you, Yuri. Thank you so much. Appreciate
well, that's
it.
Okay, but please remember what I said. Please do not do this again.
No,
don't go and terrorize people. There were a lot of famous names there. Well, you made them very uncomfortable.
No, I know. And I did appreciate meeting your guests, and they're wonderful. So
it was appalling.
All right, I know. I'm sorry. And
so Judith Chalmers was very, very deeply offended. Offended is not the word. She was hurt.
She was offended. Didn't actually put her off her appetite at all. But that don't matter. I'm going to say thank you very much, Yuri. And let's just leave it there. And if we may.
And my name is not Yurian. It is Uri.
That was predictive text. I do apologise about that. I did say that on the little slip I sent with the flowers. That was a mistake. And I'm glad that we've managed to sort this out a little bit. Thank you.
Right.
And Michael Jackson, he's sort of glad that we're friends because I've spoken to him just now and he's...
What? What did you say?
Michael's here.
Michael who?
I've got my... Well, Michael Jackson, he's here with me now. You know, I'm a medium.
No, just... no, what? Clinton. Michael is dead. What are you doing?
No, Michael, I know he's dead.
Clinton, what are you doing?
Nice. He's just being nice. He's here with me now.
Please, Clinton, you are doing it again. You've got to stop this. It's so bad.
Michael? Just a second, Yuri.
Clinton, look, I'm going to hang up the phone because you're so disgusting. Clinton, it's so offensive. He's a friend of mine, please.
He's saying something nice.
Clinton, stop deluding yourself with this terrible thing you're doing. It's so bad.
Do you know what he's saying to me? He's saying, and actually, yes. What's that, Michael? He doesn't cook his sausages properly, and that chicken was underdone. And I tell you something else you say about Judy Chalmers. What's that, Michael? She did scoff all the fucking coleslaw. What's that, stars, big stars at Yuri's party? What, Kim Woodburn off the cleaning programme? She helped herself to that New York cheesecake. New York, says Michael. Never been near New York. It's bloody Aldi. Anyone knows that? Kim Woodburn with bloody crumbs round her mouth. I'd have liked some of that.
Clinton.
But oh no, Clinton's bad, isn't he? Clinton didn't scoff all them bloody pigs in blankets, did he? No, who was that? Shane Ritchie. Stars. All the stars were there. And who's this? Yvette Fielding helping herself to another piece of cheesecake. Clinton didn't have any. Thank you, Michael. You're right. Yes. What a bloody swizz. Well, he can... What's that, Michael? Stick your skewers up your ass, Yuri. Sideways. Yeah, what? You'll have to bend them to get them up there.
I'm going to hang up the phone.
Up yours, Yuri. Stick your flowers up your f***ing ass with your skewers. Thank you. Right, well, another episode comes to a close. I'm absolutely bushed, been very, very busy. I've got to be honest with you, Ruth has actually had to stay over. So for the time being, she's with me in the spare room. Not sure how long she's got to stay. But, you know, we sort of rub along. All right, OK. So until the next episode, I'll say goodnight.
Can I come in?
No. Ruth, I'd rather you didn't. Could you go back to bed, please, love? Thank you.
I've seen a ghost.
No.
Yeah. In my room.
No. Can you go to bed, please? No ghost now. Thank you.
It threw something at me.
No. No, there's no ghost thrown anything at you, Ruth.
It knocked something over as well.
Right. Ruth, can we have a look in the morning for the ghost, please?
I've got the gift like you, Clinton.
Yes, I know you have, my love. Can you just leave? The ghosts are probably gone by now. Off you pop.
I've gone.
Well, you haven't gone, have you? I can still hear you. Have you gone? You're still there. I can hear you at the door.
No.
If you don't go to bed, the bloody ghost's going to come up the corridor and frighten you. Go to bed, please.
Ghost's in my bed.
Oh, crap. Well, kick the ghost out of the bloody bed and put your head down and go to sleep. We'll deal with it in the morning, please.
Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 4 was written by Alex Lowe with contributions from Lewis McLeod and the cast. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Clinton Baptiste is on tour this autumn all over the country in his show Stratospheric. For details, go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. This podcast was produced by Andy Hughes for 1129 Media. Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions. Fading now. Spirits, fading now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.